We know it's truly springtime when the flowers pop up all over the neighborhood and bright, vibrant colors shine their way through the rain. For many, the first sign of spring is dandelions, and for others, it's daffodils. Both vibrant plants pop up with brilliant colors after the weather starts to warm up and the world is ready for new life once again. Of course, some folks ask, are daffodils and dandelions the same? And what are the differences between these two typically yellow spring flowers? Let's take a look at the origins, growing preferences, and more on these two flowers, and see what the differences are for planning our gardens and outdoor spaces. Key differences between daffodils and dandelions. Both daffodils and dandelions grow wild in many locations around the world, and both could be considered an invasive or unwanted species in some settings. However, these two springtime flowers have great differences, making them more unique than similar to each other. Daffodils versus dandelions, classification. Daffodils are part of the Amaryllidaceae family, Amaryllis, and are a perennial flower that grows from a bulb. Dandelions are also perennials, but they are from a completely different family, Asteraceae, and are more closely related to daisies than daffodils. Dandelions propagate from those whitish, fluffy seeds that you see blowing around every spring. Daffodils versus dandelions, description. Most commonly, daffodils are thought of as yellow blooms that come out in the springtime. Similarly, dandelions pop out with their bright to pale yellow blooms in springtime as well. However, daffodils may produce blooms in a range of colors, including yellow, white, orange, red, pink, green, or some combination thereof. Dandelions, however, may come in a range of shades from white and off-white to pale yellow and bright yellow. Daffodils grow up to 16 inches in height, while dandelions may reach 12 inches. They produce 5 or 6 linear leaves and large blooms from the stem, while dandelions have jagged, deeply notched, hairless lance-shaped leaves. Daffodils versus dandelions, uses. Daffodils and dandelions may be considered edible, useful plants by many. They are most commonly used as indoor potted plants, garden bed flowers, and herbal plants for treating whooping cough, asthma, the common cold, and pain reduction. Dandelions tend to grow wild or are cultivated for use as herbal and edible plants. There are some health concerns related to the consumption of daffodils, while dandelions are generally considered safe. Dandelions have been used for supplementing salads, sandwiches, and making tea, or even as a substitute for coffee by boiling the root in water. Traditional medicine uses the plant to treat skin issues, swelling, heartburn, kidney disease, upset stomach, inflammation, and other conditions. Never use plants as self-treatment without consultation with a medical care provider. Daffodils versus dandelions, origin and growing preferences. The native growing zones for daffodils range from sea level to subalpine meadows, rocky land, and woodlands, in countries such as Spain, Morocco, Portugal, western France, Italy, and other Mediterranean countries. The plants were first introduced into gardens around 300 BCE and have been cultivated ever since. Dandelions, on the other hand, originated in Eurasia and then spread throughout the world both intentionally and by accident, as seeds were carried from place to place as global travel became more prevalent. Theories purport that dandelions were intentionally brought to North America by immigrants longing to remember their childhood homes and for medicinal purposes. Daffodils do best in full sun, though partial shade may be acceptable. They prefer slightly acidic soil and require sufficient drainage to prevent root rot. These bulb plants do best when planted 2 to 4 weeks before the first hard freeze. Dandelions love full sun as well, plus, well, practically anything else. The plants thrive in most terrains, though they do best in nutrient-rich soil prepared for other plants or fed by compost. Dandelions thrive in extreme climates, as well, while daffodils best in temperate lands. Daffodils versus dandelions, special features and fun facts. The final difference between daffodils and dandelions can be centered on what makes their stories unique. Daffodils were named for the Greek myth of Narcissus, an extremely vain individual who ultimately became a flower, supposedly the daffodil. Dandelions, though, were named, in English at least, for their leaves, that sort of resemble a lion's tooth. Dandelion was the French term adapted and corrupted into the name we now call this fluffy yellow flower, dandelion. Up next. 5 yellow annual flowers. 6 yellow perennial flowers. 9 flowers to plant in October. Daffodil versus tulip, What are the differences?